Adobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Been a little shy. I've always been the quiet type till now. And I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Just over 24 hours after implementing tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, the Trump administration now signaling it may tweak some of those hikes for some imports, including on autos. ABC's Karen Travers says it comes as President Trump is telling businesses and Americans to prepare for some disturbances to the economy.
He has used that word repeatedly, disturbances, to talk about the potential impact on the economy or American consumers. The White House will not acknowledge that there could be price increases because of these tariffs, but the president last night acknowledging that people might feel this, and he said that's okay because it's worth it in the long run.
It's also led to trading partners retaliating with their own tariffs on U.S. goods. Vice President J.D. Vance visiting the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas today. He'll be highlighting policies he says have led to dramatically fewer arrests for illegal crossings during the initial weeks of the Trump administration. This is ABC News. Brokered talks on phase two of a Gaza ceasefire deal halted with concerns that fighting could resume in the war-torn enclave, with Israel blocking aid.
Israel and Hamas exchanging threats as talks stall on phase two of the Gaza ceasefire. Israel warning it may restart the war and blocking the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Those controversial moves meant to pressure Hamas to accept a U.S.-backed plan to release more of the 58 hostages. But Hamas not budging, warning blocking aid may endanger the lives of the hostages. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Severe storms swept through the south yesterday and last night. It included fierce winds with twisters reported in both Texas and Oklahoma. That system now moving into the mid-Atlantic and East Coast today with millions of residents under storm alerts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayland. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are. And it's going to be hell to pay.
During a WISP politics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, the Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
It sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated. And all of you should be irritated, too, and I think you are.
President Trump on Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and on Wisconsin's largest foreign market, Canada. Waukesha County prosecutors charge a teen with stealing a car and gun from the home where his mother and stepfather were found dead.
The Waukesha County Medical Examiner's Office has not released a cause and manner of death for Donald Mayer and Tatiana Kasop, found dead last weekend. No charges have been filed in their deaths, but 17-year-old Nikita Kasop is charged with stealing a car and gun from the home. The teen taken into custody following a traffic stop in Kansas. A criminal complaint states a gun was in plain view in the vehicle he was driving. Nikita Kassop is awaiting extradition to Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Newly introduced legislation looks to lower drug costs and increase transparency by reforming pharmacy benefit managers. Bill Schmitnick's son Cole died in January of last year when the price of his inhaler suddenly rose.
In Cole's case, those barriers became fatal when his daily asthma steroid medication was removed from his drug formulary without notice or medical necessity. His Advair went from $66 to $540. He was forced to choose between buying his needed medicine, paying his rent. Wisconsin has the power to take the stand against the PBM abuses.
The bill is co-authored by Republican Representative Todd Novak and Senate President Mary Falskowski.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A winter storm warning is in effect until 3 o'clock. With snow winding down this afternoon, the winds are whipping, gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures tonight down to the teens. It's also blowing and drifting some of that snow around, making it hard to see. Get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. 1-800-217-9129. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Looking out the window, mine isn't very good with the blizzard out there. We are taking a dive into the Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer and the shifting attitudes in farm country. Then it's time for our Farmer Forum from Commodity Classic with the leaders of two of the biggest farmer groups in the country.
Live in the country, in the city, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Dr. Jim Minford from Purdue University. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Kenny Hartman Jr. from NCGA and Keith Felty from the National Association of Wheat Growers. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis, buddy. I made it. I'm here.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
I am too. Oh, yeah. My gosh. After the way that my travels have been going this winter, yeah, it is fun to be on a plane that takes off on time, lands on time, and gets me home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good day. Pretty good day.
It's not asking for much, is it?
Not really. No, you wouldn't think. In this day and age, you know,
right,
with computers and everything.
Yeah.
I got a picture from my daughter. She's holding the cutest grandchild ever created.
Oh,
they're having a snow day. They're up in your area. Snow day.
It's a snow day. It's a snow day here as well. And 28 degrees. The wind is gusting to 40 miles an hour. But just to the west of us, the winds are gusting to 60 miles an hour. And that is going to be here before too long, maybe even before the end of the show.
Yikes.
We're going to have those 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts coming in here. So it's pretty gnarly out there, no question about it. Feels like two below.
Wow.
I said 2 degrees below, not Tupelo, Mississippi.
I think we'd take Tupelo if it felt like Tupelo.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know what? When it's 2 below here, maybe we should head to Tupelo.
You know, last time I was in Tupelo, I don't remember if you were there or not. We had cracklins that changed my life. Like, I could easily have started a religion based on those cracklins. I'm not gonna.
Yep.
That's what I think of.
Collard greens and fried catfish.
Oh, yeah. You know how to do it, baby.
I'm telling you. Hey, we better leave time for Margie. Let's go ahead and get to the news.
Sure thing. We'll go quick. National Weather Service, a major winter storm will continue to bring widespread hazards through Wednesday night, including damage.